Unit 3. Dinner Party. Preparing. Read the presentation about active listening and try to understand the guidelines for active listening. Then complete the following tasks. 1. Listen to the passage Restaurant Etiquette and answer the following questions. 1. What is the main idea of the speech? 2. At American restaurants, what are you usually served before you order? 3. Why do some customers ask for a doggy bag? 4. Does every state make its own laws about the sale of alcohol in America? 5. How much tip is usually expected in American restaurants? 2. Listen to the passage again and try to catch the key words and details, then retell the story in your own words.
Restaurant etiquette. I'd like to talk to you about what Americans do in a restaurant. In American dining places, people usually prefer waiting for a table to sitting with people they don't know. This means a hostess may not seat a small group until a small table is available, even if a large one is. If you're sitting at a table with people you don't know, it's impolite to light up a cigarette without first asking if it will disturb them. Of course, smokers should not choose to sit in a non-smoking section of a restaurant. At American restaurants, you're usually served tap water before you order. You may find the bread and butter free, and if you order coffee, you get a free refill. Soft drinks are sweet, carbonated drinks like Coke. Hard drinks are alcoholic, like whiskey and vodka, etc. They're served on the rocks or straight. In some restaurants, you can bring your own wine. In some states, you can buy liquor at a restaurant to take home. Every state makes its own laws about the sale of alcohol. Most cities and towns have no rules about opening and closing times for restaurants, though they usually do make rules for bars. Servings in restaurants are often large, too large for many people. If you can't finish your meal but would like to enjoy the food later, ask your waiter or waitress for a doggy bag. It may have a picture of a dog on it, but everybody knows you're taking the food for yourself. Tips are not usually added to the check. They're not included in the price of the meal, either. A tip of about 15% is expected, and you should leave it on the table when you leave. In less expensive restaurants, you pay your check at the cash register on your way out. In some restaurants, a check is brought on a plate, and you put your money there. The waiter or waitress brings your change. In many restaurants, you can pay with a credit card, including the tip. Performing. Listen to the recording of text A. Try to catch the main ideas of the speech. Note down the key points while you're listening. Then tell the main ideas of the speech with the help of your notes.
Text A. President Gao, distinguished guests, our Chinese friends, ladies and gentlemen. It is a special honor for me to have a chance to speak on behalf of all the members of our delegation. I would like to express our sincere thanks to President Gao for inviting us and for all the hard work and thought you have given to the arrangements for our visit. We are also grateful for such a marvelous dinner tonight. I hope that we shall all enjoy the business exchanges and friendly contact in the following days. Every member of our delegation hopes that the rate of trade between the two countries will increase in the future through our mutual efforts. And I think that only by free flow of visitors can trade develop satisfactorily. I'm very impressed by the hospitality and warmth with which you have received us. You must have had a very busy time making all the preparations, which deserves our sincere appreciations. We are especially thankful to you for arranging the meeting and everything that you have done on our account. I hope that Mr. Gao and other Chinese friends will be able to visit our country in the future, so that we will have the chance to return some of your kindness as a host. Apart from business contracts, these meetings will surely help enhance the understanding and friendship between us. Well begun is half done, as we said. I hope this will pave the way for further business relations between our two countries. In closing, I would like to invite you to join me in a toast. To the trade and friendship between us. To the health of our Chinese friends. Cheers. Listen to the recording of text A again. Try to catch more details and improve your notes. Then retell the speech in your own words with the help of your notes.
Listen to the recording of text A, paragraph by paragraph. Take notes when necessary and interpret during the pauses.
Listen to the recording of text B. Take notes when necessary and interpret the text with the aid of your notes. Text B.
想吃中餐还是西餐?
Chinese food, please.
好的,你们想用筷子吗?
Yes, of course. As the saying goes, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Although I can't get along with them, I'd like to learn to handle them.
因为这是你们第一次来中国，我想给你们介绍一些真正的中国菜。真正的中国菜强调色、香、味、形。请问点什么菜？ 糖醋鱼、麻婆豆腐、红烧牛肉以及上汤焗龙虾。请随便吃菜。
Oh, that's splendid. No wonder people say the Chinese are hospitable.
想喝点什么? 白兰地还是红酒?
Brandy is too strong for me. Just a glass of red wine, please.
好的,我来给您倒酒。Thank
you.
大家开始吧。大家请坐。首先我提议,我们一起举杯,为我们在座的各位朋友的健康和友谊干杯。
干杯！汉普顿先生，请让我给您倒酒，不要拘束，请随便。These
dishes look fabulous. How colorful and fragrant, and I bet they're delicious and so beautifully presented.
汉普顿先生，您觉得今天的菜可口吗？
Yes, these dishes are all delicious, especially the special style lobster.
我很高兴你喜欢中国菜。还要点什么吗?
No thanks, I'm positively full. At this point, I should like to propose a toast to our friends. Mr. Han, I wish your company great success. To our friendship and cooperation, bottoms up.
Listen to the recording of an interpreted version of text B and check your interpretation with the target texts in the recording.
想吃中餐还是西餐?
What would you like? Chinese food or Western food?
Chinese food, please.
中餐吧。好的,你们想用筷子吗?
All right. Would you like to use chopsticks?
Yes, of course. As the saying goes, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Although I can't get along with them, I'd like to learn to handle them.
当然了。 俗话说,入乡随俗,尽管我不会用筷子,但我想学着用它们。因为这是你们第一次来中国,我想给你们介绍一些真正的中国菜。真正的中国菜强调色、香、味、形。Since
this is the first time for you to come to China, I'd like to recommend some real Chinese dishes for you. Real Chinese cuisine places stress on color, smell, taste and form.
请问点什么菜?
May I take your order now?
糖醋鱼、麻婆豆腐、红烧牛肉以及上汤焗龙虾.
Yes, sweet and sour fish, being curd with minced pork in chili sauce,
braised beef in brown sauce, and special style lobster.
请随便吃菜。
Please help yourself.
Oh, that's splendid. No wonder people say the Chinese are hospitable.
啊，太丰盛了。难怪都说中国人热情好客呢。
想喝点什么？白兰地还是红酒？
Which do you prefer, brandy or wine?
Brandy is too strong for me. Just a glass of red wine, please.
白兰地太刺激了，要杯红葡萄酒吧。
好的，我来给您倒酒。
Sure, let me top you up your glass.
Thank you.
谢谢。
大家开始吧。大家请坐。首先我提议，我们一起举杯。为我们在座的各位朋友的健康和友谊，干杯。
Dig in. Now everybody, please be seated. First of all, I'd like you to raise your glass and join me in a toast to the health of all our friends here, as well as our everlasting friendship. Cheers.
干杯。
Cheers.
汉普顿先生，请让我给您倒酒。不要拘束，请随便。
Mr. Hampton, let me top up your glass. Don't stand on ceremony. Help yourself to anything you like.
These dishes look fabulous. How colorful and fragrant. And I bet they're delicious. And so beautifully presented.
这些菜真是太吸引人了。它们真是色、香、味、形俱全。
汉普顿先生，您觉得今天的菜可口吗？
Did you enjoy the meal, Mr. Hampton?
Yes, these dishes are all delicious, especially the special style lobster.
是的，很美味，尤其是上汤焗龙虾。
我很高兴你喜欢中国菜，还要点什么吗？
I'm glad you like the Chinese food. Still want some more?
No thanks, I'm positively full.At this point, I should like to propose a toast to our friends. Mr. Hung, I wish your company great success. To our friendship and cooperation, bottoms up.
不，谢谢。我真的吃饱了。现在我建议为我们的中国朋友干杯。祝你们生意兴隆。同时为我们的友谊和合作。干杯。
Packaging. Working groups...Listen to the recording of text C. Take some notes while listening. Interpret the text with the help of your notes. One of the students will be chosen to be the interpreter, and the others are expected to evaluate his or her performance with the peer assessment form. Text C.
女士们、先生们，我代表本公司向应邀前来访问的美国四大公司代表团表示热烈的欢迎。据我所知，有关人士正在为代表团安排一个全面的参观计划，对此我无需赘述。我刚刚听到我们两家公司已达成建立合资公司的协议，这使我们两家公司的合作大大向前迈进了一步。我相信我们正在加拿大访问的董事长一定希望我能代表本公司向在座的各位表达一下我们得知这个好消息时的兴奋心情。除了贸易以外，你们的来访肯定会加强我们彼此之间的友谊和合作。俗话说，良好的开端是成功的一半。我相信，你们的这次访问将会带来更多的交流和合作。最后，请各位举杯，为我们的合作和友谊，为在座的各位健康干杯。
Listen to the recording of an interpreted version of text C.And check your interpretation with the target texts in the recording.
女士们、先生们
Ladies and gentlemen,
我代表本公司向应邀前来访问的美国四大公司代表团表示热烈的欢迎。据我所知，有关人士正在为代表团安排一个全面的参观计划，对此我无需赘述。
It gives me much pleasure on behalf of our company.To extend a warm welcome to the members of the American delegation from Star Corporation who have been invited to this country by our company. I understand that agreements are being made for a comprehensive visiting program, and I need not elaborate this now.
我刚刚听到我们两家公司已达成建立合资公司的协议，这使我们两家公司的合作大大向前迈进了一步。我相信我们正在加拿大访问的董事长一定希望我能代表本公司向在座的各位表达一下我们得知这个好消息时的兴奋心情。
I have, however, just heard that agreement has been reached between our two companies to establish a joint venture. This is a great step forward, and I'm sure that our chairman, who's now visiting Canada, would like me to express on behalf of the company to all businessmen present here how pleased we are at the news.
除了贸易以外，你们的来访肯定会加强我们彼此之间的友谊和合作。俗话说，良好的开端是成功的一半。我相信你们的这次访问将会带来更多的交流和合作。
Apart from business contracts, your visit will surely help enhance the cooperation and friendship between us. Well begun is half done, as we said. I'm sure that this visit will lead to many more in the future.
最后请各位举杯，为我们的合作和友谊，为在座的各位健康干杯。
In closing, I would like to invite you to join me in a toast to the cooperation and friendship between us, to the health of all the ladies and gentlemen present here.
Supplementary exercises. Listen to the recording of text D. Take some notes while listening. Interpret the text with the help of your notes.Text D.
Many changes are taking place in American food styles. The United States is traditionally famous for its very solid and unchanging diet of meat and potatoes. Now, in addition to the traditional home-cooked meal, we have many different alternatives to choose from, such as nutrition-balanced health food, convenient and delicious fast food, and so on.Health food gained popularity when people began to think more seriously about their physical health. Health food includes natural food with minimal processing. Most health food enthusiasts are vegetarians. They eat no meat and prefer to get their essential proteins from other sources, such as beans, cheese, and eggs. Fast food can be seen all over the country. Speed is a very important factor in the life of an American.People usually have a short lunch break, or they just do not want to waste their time eating. Because fast food restaurants are places which take care of hundreds of people in a short time, there's usually very little waiting, and the food is always cheap.